It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Danny and Dusty.
My Uncle Gus is the uncle that liked to work the grill. As soon as you walk in the house, it's like, get away from that grill. You don't have to start no fire.
With the latest on the Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and the hottest topics in sports.
We're going to eat a hamburger, okay? Here we go. Chad, throw the match. Now that's a fire.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I'm not cooking a brontosaurus burger.
The Fan.
Great weekend of college football.
Indeed.
We had some games of note, games of consequence around the world of college football. Started Friday night with Illinois knocking off Nebraska in overtime. Brett Bielema's crew. That was a good sneaky good little game that we had there in Lincoln.
Yeah, it was. It was a really good game.
A touchdown turn interception. Mm-hmm. You have a fumble at the end to kind of seal the deal. It got everything you wanted out of it.
Overtime's all over the place.
Yeah.
Colorado getting totally drunk. The Palouse going full tilt Cougar.
Yeah. Friday night, Cougs erase a deficit and come rallying back behind John the Tier.
500 yards of offense.
Just an animal. Dude, I love that kid.
He makes some boneheaded plays, but boy, does he make some just game-breaking plays. He's
fun college
so much
football
fun.
Player.
So much fun.
He's one of those guys that you're like...
Elite college football player to watch.
You don't... NFL career, not going to happen. But when you rush for 111 yards in a touchdown, you throw for, what, 390 in four touchdowns? Yeah, sign me up. And they had to rally back, was it 22 in the fourth quarter to force overtime, and then you'd knock them off? Yeah, let's go, Cougs! That was the most hangover game ever. We talked about that on Friday at the end of the show. It was, you got to fight the hangover of winning the Apple Cup in the biggest game of your season. And they did. They scratched and clawed their way back into that game and found a way to win. But Illinois, I said this at the... Remember when Big Ten, we were talking over the summer, and I said, Illinois is going to be one of those sneaky games. And everybody's like, bah, whatever. Illinois is going to be a physical Big Ten slobber knocker type game. You know it's going to happen. Brett Bielema, he's going to do it. He's got Luke Altmyer at quarterback. Limited, but does enough to win, right? October 26th, all of a sudden that game is getting a little bit more juicy for the Oregon Ducks when Illinois comes to town. But I think the marquee game of the weekend was number 18 Michigan hosting 11th ranked USC. And that game sure played out like we thought it would, right? Zero semblance of a passing game for Michigan in that. Alex Orji getting the start, playing the entire game. He attempted 12 passes on the day.
Yeah, I think the over and under number was 13, and he hit the under.
It was between the tackles, run the ball down your throat, and will USC be able to hold up in the trenches? On the defensive side of the ball, they did. They did. And I don't, like, 290 yards rushing, when you run the ball 46 times, you're gonna get some yards racked up against you. The explosives are where the
that's what did them in. And I want, like, that, watching that game back, or just like thinking in my head about that game, is everybody says, "Oh, USC got manhandled." Outside of those four plays, Michigan did absolutely nothing. But those four plays broke their back. But I mean, everybody's gonna talk about the late one with Mullings. The one that kills me is the one in the first quarter. After the fourth down.
Yeah, the 53-yarder for a touchdown.
That's the one that kills me. Because that set the tempo for the day. Not only on what I think was a blown fourth down call, but also that allowed Michigan to play from the front. That allowed Michigan to play from the front and have that. Because USC started out slow. A big part of that was their left tackle, Elijah Page, was getting the crap kicked out of him.
I think that there's so much football to be played. you should be able to. You get back up off the ground off that. The fourth down, that was so close. I know that USC fans are up in arms about it, but if you I stopped it right at a point where he got turned sideways, and the ball looked like it had crossed the line to gain, but it was so close. It was like, why aren't they going to take a look at it? Like, why don't you take a look at it? Instead, they're like, nope, moving the chains. We're going to go next play. Boom, touchdown. That one hurts. And those are the momentum plays in a game, though, where, you know, like we talked about this a lot with Oregon and Boise State, right? The 70-yard touchdown run by Ashton Jeanty off a sudden change. Mm-hmm. It's the momentum. USC is like, oh, we thought we got him. Well, you need to get back up and you need to be ready to go, or else they're going to pop the big one on you. Those big momentum swinging plays and being able to fight your way back. I thought USC eventually did, but their offense, you said it, they were lethargic out the gate.
That first half, it looked like Lincoln Riley wanted to prove that they could run between the tackles. And it was like, why are you running at literally the strength of this entire team? Mason, did you hear what Mason Graham weighs?
No.
So the broadcasters were talking about their pre-meeting, and they, you know, talking to Mason Graham. They're like, hey, Mason, how much do you weigh? He's like, I had a light breakfast, so probably about 314. That's a 315-pound man who moves like he's 240.
Yeah.
You have to double-team him on every single play.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have an absolute terrorist running off the edge.
Yep.
And it's like, why are you trying? Like, I get it. It's your first Big Ten game, and you want to show that you can compete with the big boys. But that's not what you are right now. And don't get me wrong. USC ended up running the living hell out of the ball. I mean, if you take away the Miller-Moss sacks, they were averaging almost 8 yards a carry.
Yep.
Because they figured out, stop running behind the guard and run to the edges.
I think that Michigan winning completely one-dimensional is concerning for both those teams, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's concerning for USC because they just wore you down. They put you in a phone booth, and they said, we are going to grind you to a pulp. And they did. They did. But at the same token, Miller-Moss throws a pick six. The big momentum plays. Yep. I think it's concerning for Michigan, too, because you made a change at quarterback, and you just said, we can't throw the ball, and we won't throw the football. You can't win like that against everybody, especially against the upper echelon teams of the Big Ten. When you play Ohio State, when you play Oregon, in those teams that have backfilled their rosters with more depth, you have to have some semblance of balance. And that's what got USC back in the game, was balance.
Yeah, and they threw to run.
Yeah, and at that point, you're going up against one of the best front sevens in college football.
And the best corner in college football.
But I think it's more impressive what Texas did when they went to Ann Arbor.
Oh, God, yes.
Because watching USC just spin their wheels in mud early in the game, it's like, no. Lincoln Riley, do exactly what Sark did.
Attack.
And say, we are going to game plan for this defense and expose them on the edges when they get overly aggressive. Mm-hmm. We are going to pick you apart in the middle of the field. And Lincoln Riley said, no, I'm going to prove a point. That's a concern.
Yeah, and that bothered me. You know, the second half adjustments were great.
Yeah,
I mean, whether it was getting Elijah Page off the field, moving Mason Murphy over to left tackle, all of a sudden Miller-Moss had time. I mean, he didn't really get touched in the second half other than, you know, the sack where he got yanked down by his face mask. Yeah, that was fun. Both times. But they kept him clean. They allowed him. I mean, they chunk played him to death in the second half. And you're just sitting there going, yeah, that's what should have been there. And it wasn't like Michigan failed to adjust. It was, this is what you should have done the first, like, to start the game. You know where the strength of this team is. It is in their front seven. They are an absolute monster up front. And even Texas said, we're not going to deal with this. We're going to get on the edges, and we're going to play with our speed. And I thought USC did a really good job of in the second half, of getting Zach Branch the ball.
Yeah. Finding ways to do it.
Yeah, Michigan was great at tackling him in space because there were times where I was like, oh, he might. There was another play where he had Branch and he overthrew Miller-Moss overthrew him. It would have been six. It was just brutal. It was probably one of the only like true throws that Miller Moss had all day where he had time and missed. But I came away from that game going, okay, you acquitted yourself better than I thought you would have in the second half. I did. The first half is what doomed them. The first half is what doomed them, whether it was, you know, giving up the two big runs, the one for 50, one for 60, that go for touchdowns. Your inability to get anything going. You had negative 3 yards in the first quarter.
Yep.
Like, that's that's crazy. And everyone's like, oh, you know, USC gave up all these rushing yards. Again, you take out those explosive plays, Michigan didn't do anything. I thought, for the most part, USC tackled really well all game long. Akili Arnold and Mascarenhas were both great on the ankle pick tackles on the edges that kept Michigan from breaking big plays. But those long touchdown runs, where did they come?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right between the center and the guard. All of them. They came right up the middle where you're just not big enough in the back end to make those stops at the line of scrimmage, and they break tackles and they go.
Here is the big concern for USC moving forward. 1 week, he held up to it. Depth is the issue up front.
Yep.
Front line, they're okay. You just played Michigan. By the way, Michigan's rushing attack is sixth in the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm. Who are they playing next?
Wisconsin.
All right.
Which is eighth in the Big Ten in rushing. And without Tyler Van Dyke, you know what they're going
to
do.
The ball.
And I don't think USC is – I think USC wins that game. Mm-hmm. But this is where –
it's not going to be fun.
This is where the Big Ten wants to just wear you down and put you in a meat grinder. Minnesota can't run the ball, doesn't run the ball. Then you have Penn State, which is number two in rushing in the Big Ten. Then you have Maryland after that, which they're just a kind of a middle-of-the-road team. But then you have Rutgers, which is the number one rushing attack in the Big Ten right now, has the best running back, one of the best running backs in college football. And then you go play Washington and Jonah Coleman. Like, this is where the physicality week after week after week, it's going to be tested with the schedule that USC has. And that's going to be the interesting part for me, is to see how USC holds up. I thought, yeah, you take a loss at Michigan, but the way that it played out, you're going to be okay with, yeah, outside of the fact Lincoln Riley
tried to get cute in the first half.
Just get out of your own way. Use your weapons on the outside, and he did, and they got back in the game.
And the unfortunate thing is that they did lose Mekhi Lemon, and they did lose Lake McCree. Probably both for the season.
Yeah.
Lake McCree out with a knee injury, and then Mekhi Lemon got his brain scrambled.
All right. We will have more on the Cougs and the Beavs. Big wins for the Pac-12.
Yeah. Hey, look, the Beavs were the first former Pac-12 or Pac-12 team to get a win against a Big Ten team.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Look at that.
Hey. All right.
Because Oregon hasn't opened up their Pac-10 or the Big Ten schedule until this week, and USC lost theirs.
UW?
UW did win, but that was, I believe, after Oregon State, right? Well,
yeah. I think UW was before.
Was it? UW was
Oregon
before.
State was at night.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
CW at
yeah.
night.
Did you CW got in with TCU?
UW with a 24-5 win, which first time since 1936. Oh,
not a Scorigami.
1936, when Billy Shakespeare was drafted by the Pittsburgh Pirates. 1936 was the last time an opponent had 5 points against UW.
Interesting.
Like, there's part of me that feels like touchdowns were worth 5 points back then.
Probably. 5 points is a funny score.
It is.
It is.
It's a funny football.
Safety is also probably more common.
We have a new team in the Tier 1 of college football, though, because it was emphatic on Saturday. Danny Dusty on the Fan.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.